Hey, Sean, long time. 好久不见呐。
Hello, Michelle. Haven't seen you for ages. How have you been?
Oh, great. You?
Good. What a pleasant surprise to see you.
你可真夸张。咱们大家都同事啊，一块儿上班，有什么 surprise 的？ You are funny, 哈哈。Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
你回来开心吧。出差怎么样？顺利吗？How was the trip?
It went really well. 我们直接就把合同给签了。
Congratulations.
然后又看了几个别的项目啊，挺有收获的。
Oh, that's good to know. Oh, by the way, I like your tie. Red is definitely your color.
对，领带就是出差的时候买的，你觉得还行哈？
嗯，款式不错，红色很适合你啊。It looks good on you.
Thank you. You look great as well.
As always. 天气好讨厌啊，一直下雨，一直下雨。Will the rain ever stop? Stop.
Well, at this time of the year, there are usually a lot of rainy days.
是啊，但是好奇怪呀，今天早上的时候，地铁上人特别少。往常一下雨 ，the trains are always packed with people.
Packed with people， 挤得像鱼罐头似的。
对啊，挤得像沙丁鱼罐头一样。但是我今天居然是一路坐过来的。How weird， 真怪呀。Something is not right.
一个阴雨绵绵的周末，大家没事出来干嘛呢 ？Finally, the weekend.
The weekend? 啥意思呀 ？It's not Friday.
It's Saturday. I'm afraid, Miss Daydreamer. 我是刚下飞机过来，把材料放在公司的保险箱，马上就回家。你来干嘛呢？
我就是打着我的小花伞出来散个步。
Good for you.
You remember me when.When moves among the fields of barley, you can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold.
哎呀，我们刚才做了好长的一段 small talk。
对呀，电梯里碰到同事，没话找话嘛，寒暄一下。small talk 这个东西呢，其实中文当中没有完全对等的说法。
你可以说是寒暄、闲扯，但都不完全对等。
No, but it's like a very light chit chat.
Chit chat 就是闲聊啊。八卦，
跟八卦也不一样了。八卦是 gossip， 就是 talking about other people's private affairs。
gossip 就是张家长李家短，
那玩家的耗子三只眼，
消费人家的私事。
但是 small talk 是完全不一样的话题内容，目的也不一样。
small talk 的目的首先是 break the uncomfortable silence。
对。就像刚才在电梯里面，或者是偶然碰见一个熟人吧，那没有话说也得找点话说，否则就会很尴尬。The silence is so awkward.
Silence， 见面不知道该说点啥。That'll be very awkward and uncomfortable.
还有就是在 party 上刚认识一个人啊什么的，就要立马开始 small talk 了。
对，很熟悉呢，很亲密的人之间，就算不说话也不会觉得 awkward。
但是在一般的社交场合，你要是不说点什么，就显得很不自然。
还有，small talk 还有一个非常非常重要的作用，跟我们中国人的习惯呢不尽相同，所以可能很多人没有意识到它的重要性。
什么呢？
就是在谈正事之前的一个暖场 ，like a warming up。
暖场就是让聊天的对象觉得舒服放松嘛。哎，你知道吗？在西方文化里面，这个开始聊正事之前的这个暖场啊，其实特别特别重要。
如果你跳过了 small talk， 直接说正事呢，
就会显得很突兀，显得就是很没有礼貌，而且也觉得你这个人目的性太强。
没错 ，to most people it'd be very rude if you skip the small talk and get right to the point。我呢是有教训的
啊，真的啊。 What lesson have you learned? 你有什么不开心的往事，快跟我讲一讲，让我赶紧开心。
是我大学时候的 advisor。
哦，你的指导老师。
Her name is Hannah。 一个特别严厉的美国人，教训过我很多次，我各种场景都历历在目。
你快说他是怎么教训你的。couldn't wait。
我每次找他问问题呢，看论文啊，都是直接敲门进去，直击重点，进门就是 Hey Hannah, I got a question。
然后你就直接把问题给丢出去了吗？
对啊，这不节省大家的时间吗？
那然后呢？
前两次啊没事，第三次他终于忍无可忍了，跟我说下次你再来找我必须先给我问一问 How are you, 顺便聊几句天气呀、周末去哪玩了，或者是你桌子上照片是谁呀之类的 small talk 一两分钟，然后我再解答你的问题。
你老师好直接呀。
对啊，哎，不过回想当时哦，I must be driving her crazy。
嗯，对啊，在你没有意识到的情况下你得罪了她。
文化差异嘛，她要是不说的话呢，我可能一直也意识不到。 So embarrassing。
嗯，是这样子的。哎，说到这儿啊，我记得我之前读过陈丹青写的一篇文章，说他去意大利旅行，在一个小古董店里，然后他进去就看东西也没有讲话，紧跟着就指着一件物品问多少钱。
嗯，店主说什么？
店主说不卖，他的东西不卖给没教养的人。
天哪，店主好直接呀。
对呀、其实陈先生进去之后，如果是说可以打个招呼呀，或者说几句什么的，类似于 This is a nice shop or I like your town。
嗯，就是恭维一下嘛，谁都爱听恭维话。
对啊，或者是闲扯一下，like it's a very beautiful day isn't it, it's a horrible day isn't it, blah blah, 就是很简单的语言。
简单，但是你得知道 small talk 到底有多重要。
嗯，对，你想想，我们中国人自己也不是不讲究这个的。
对啊，尤其是商务场合呀，或者求人办事呢，你二话不说直奔主题，确实是有点唐突。
Exactly. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of barley? And you can tell the sun in its jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. So, what are some good topics for the small talk?
There are many, but they must be safe topics.
安全话题，就是 nothing too controversial.
Not controversial, 不要争议性的。比如法律公正啊，社会公平啊，男女平等啊，等等等等。
Well, of course you could talk about these topics with your international friends, but they are not good for small talks.
因为容易争吵起来嘛。You don't want to argue with people.
Argue, 吵架。No, no, no.
你聊着聊着就有一个人会想okay, so you are one of them. 咱们不是一类人呐，你就哪儿凉快哪儿待着去吧，哈。
伤感情了呀。
对啊，还有吗？
And nothing too personal or private.
Like how much does your boss pay you?
哎，对啊，好多人喜欢问你挣多少钱呢。还有一些都是我们大家所熟知的啊，比如说 politics, religion,
政治啊，你信不信教啊之类的。
Or marital status,
婚姻状况。
这些在中国人的 small talk 里面勉强可以接受吧。
嗯，
但是西方人的婚姻状况千万不要问哦。但是有没有小孩可以聊？
Oh yes, 小孩是很好的话题。 But be careful with the young parents.
年轻父母怎么啦？
年轻父母聊起孩子来那是根本停不下来，
根本就停不下来。
就像吃了炫迈。
所以所谓的这个 safe topics 其实世界哪儿都差不太多，就像我们开头聊的那些 weather, traffic,
对 new movie, a popular TV show,
and comments on people's clothing or new look, say something nice,
对夸夸别人。
但是要是那个人的发型实在太丑，搞个杀马特发型，还要问你，亲，你觉得好看吗？
How do you like my new hairstyle?
像我不喜欢你的南方口音。怎么办呢？你总不能昧良心说 Oh, I love it.
你又不想说谎，又不想伤人，你可以说 Well, that's quite unusual.
See the children run as the sun goes down, as you lie in fields of gold. You remember me when the west wind moves among the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold.
Michelle, 怎么能用英语高贵冷艳的完整的扯个简单呢？
你又问对人了。
哦，
我看施主骨骼清奇，特将此秘籍传授于耳。
谢过失态。
Well, yes, I do have a tablet for that as well.
Template,
模
板，说一说。
一共分三步。
第一步呢？
把冰箱门打开。
说正经的。
第一步问好。
OK.
Hello, how are you?
第二步呢？
第二步就是compliment and safe topics.
Compliment, 奉承一下。And then talk about safe topics like weather, sports, movies, music, etc, etc.
看情况跟时间， topic可以多换几个啊，觉得差不多就可以停了。
第三步呢？
第三步就是说 Have a nice day， 然后闪人。
That sounds easy enough.
Yes, almost everybody can do it, but you have to do it.
Do the small talk.
So she took her love for to gaze a while among the fields of barley.In his arms she fell as her head came down.
Michelle, 我们前面做了一段久别重逢的 small talk， 要不要咱们再来一个日常版本的吧？
好，说个适合关系不远不近的，适用性比较广的那种的。Okay, I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready. Here we go.
Okay.Hey, Sean, how is it going?
Pretty good. And yourself, Michelle?
Couldn't be better.
Oh, you do look very good. Is that a new phone? Looks nice.
Not really. I got it a couple of months ago.
It looks quite new. Oh, what a horrible day.
Tell me about it. I'm soaking wet, too.
Me too. I didn't check the weather report yesterday. I was watching a very funny movie last night.
Which one?
The Hangover.
A Hangover. Oh, I've seen that one. Hilarious, isn't it?
I loved it so much.
Okay then. Gotta go. See you around.
Catch you later. Have a nice day.
You too.
Walking fields of gold.
Small talk 还是蛮有意思的哈。
而且有文化的东西在里面。有个美国人写过一本关于 small talk 的书，书名叫做 The Fine Art of Small Talk。那大家如果有兴趣的话，可以去网上找来看看。
找来。
当然也不一定能找得到。
不过书名倒是挺好的。Small talk is a fine art.
沟通就是一门艺术。
But it's important not to overdo it.
Don't overdo it. 不要做得过火了。
Know when to stop. 该停就得停哈。
对呀，聊个爱好呀，抱怨个交通啊，你多说几句那还好吧，最多也就是个啰嗦。但是你要是恭维过分了呢，就有点 creepy 了。
Creepy， 让人觉得你好怪啊，吓到别人。
对嘛？那你说你恭维别人啊，在现在这个年代呢，同性和异性都不宜太过了。
尤其是同性。
要不然人家以为说 ，Hey， are you hitting on me？
Hitting on somebody， 挑逗。勾引，
或者是说 flirt with someone， 这个东西吧，在大部分的场合下，我们还是要小心节操啊。
Don't be flirtatious in the workplace. It's creepy.
Exactly. 而且就算是你特别擅长寒暄扯淡啊 ，small talk 有一个情况也不怎么适合。
是指的什么呢？
就是刚才说过，比如你跟你很喜欢的人在一起的时候，就什么都不用说，也觉得挺好的。
哎，没错，正好 Tagore 有这么一句诗。
哦，泰戈尔。
Yes, Tagore。就是说呢，你跟你喜欢的人在一起时 ，You smiled and talked to me of nothing, and I felt that for this I had been waiting long。
你微笑地看着我，不说一句话，而我知道，为了这个我已经等了很久。哇，好浪漫哦！
说得很好啊，这个时候呢，人家含情脉脉的，什么都不说呢，千万不要拿 small talk 来煞风景。
对呀，否则你会看到对方脸上出现三条黑线。
没错，也有一些外国人呢，很个性，就是喜欢跟主流的习惯拧着来，有事儿说事儿，没事儿 shut up， 就是不爱闲聊。
个例嘛。 但你如果要碰上像这么格色的人呢，就省省吧，正好哈。Just keep silent and save your breath.
否则你还是能看到他脸上出现的那三条黑线。
Saying don't bother.
Don't bother.
Many years have passed since those summer days among the fields of barley. See the children run as the sun goes down, as you lie in fields of gold.